What's going on? This is one half of Bad Influence Kazarian, and you're listening to Matt and Brindo's Wrestling Show.
That was the Best Coast Boogeyman. That was the International Incident. That was the main event, Merrymakers, Bad Influence, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. You're listening to the show. Keep listening, everyone.
It's our time, we're taking over the prime time. And if you cross us, you're stepping over the fine line. But we can take this to the center of the ring. And when the bell dings, it's time to go. I'll hit the top rope while you're bleeding. No, slam you with a chair in the back of your head. Put you through a table, now you're thinking you're dead. As I climb the ladder and reclaim the belt, you're going home with a face full of welts. We came to win, or you better know it's Matt and Brendo's Wrestling Show.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of MBWS. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Veronica Steele.
And wrestling is awesome.
Yes, wrestling
because everything else sucks. Because everything else sucks, Veronica.
I know. But
thinking about wrestling kept me going. Thinking about James Ellsworth as the mascot of Team SmackDown.
Yes.
Thinking about Sami Zayn versus The Miz.
Sammy.
Versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just watched Talking Smack.
Okay.
And so next week on SmackDown, episode 900 of SmackDown.
Wow.
Holy shit. Not only are we going to get, you're going to get your first look at the fucking Undertaker.
Oh,
he's
going to
be there.
That's going to be amazing.
I'm excited.
Man.
Dead man is back. I saw some pictures of him at a Cleveland, Cavaliers game. He's looking pretty good. Looking good. He just had some kind of surgery, so that's why he was on crutches earlier, but he seems to be recovering. And, I'm excited for you to experience the dead man.
I got to see Goldust without makeup on. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There you go. We've also got on episode 900, we've got Edge is coming and he's bringing the cutting edge. Edge is one of my favorite wrestlers. He's great. He's been retired for some time.
I hear cutting edge and I think toe pick.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great
show.
Great movie and great wrestler. Here we go.
So Edge is going to be there and that's awesome. I think he's very entertaining.
Cool.
And, hopefully since Edge is going to be there, maybe Christian will be there and he's one of my favorite wrestlers ever.
Oh, wow.
And also retired.
Okay.
Sad. And, but the big thing that's happening, main event next week, and we'll get into WWE's definition of a main event in a little bit because that is something I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But, we got The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental title. And if that's not enough, on Talking Smack, Daniel Bryan added a stipulation. You may not have heard this, Veronica.
No.
So it's a big deal. If The Miz doesn't win on Tuesday, if he does not become the Intercontinental Champion, Daniel Bryan said he's going to trade him to Raw. And
what?
Guess who he's probably going to trade him for?
What? Sammy?
Mr. Sami Zayn.
Ah, that's
Sami Zayn could be coming to SmackDown. And I would be so excited.
But that means that Raw would have to agree to that, right?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they'd want The Miz. I mean, sure.
They can have The Miz. Take him. We want Sammy.
I want Sami Zayn because I want to see Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. I want to see Sami Zayn and Dean Ambrose. And,
yeah.
I think it'd be good for him. I think he could really, I think it'd be a good spot. I hope that's something that's happening. Another thing that's been added to Survivor Series, Kalisto is going to be taking on Brian Kendrick. And if Kalisto wins, the Cruiserweights go to SmackDown.
Wow. Okay.
And there's a lot of speculation that this is definitely going to happen because Sin Cara already has been moved to SmackDown due to his recent getting in a physical altercation with Chris Jericho for reals. I don't know if you heard about that.
No. So he's in timeout at SmackDown.
Well, he basically got sent to, not only that, he's being sent to anger management classes because Sin Cara, this is his third fight in a little over a year.
Wow.
He got in a fight with Simon Gotch and he got in a fight with, who else did he get in a fight with? Somebody else.
But his most recent one was Chris Jericho?
He got in a big fight with Chris Jericho, yes.
Do we know what about?
Apparently, Sin Cara was being a little rowdy on the bus and him and Jericho had words and then he attacked Jericho and Jericho bit him at some point. And yeah, I don't know.
Way to go, Sparkle Crotch. You got this.
So,
that was awesome.
Also because they're going to be taping 205 live. That's going to be on Tuesdays, so it makes sense. But here's what doesn't make sense. I feel like right now SmackDown is like a super tight show. It's 2 hours. They get everything. I feel like adding in the cruiserweights might, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
why put it.
It's 2 hours, so it's going to bump out other people. Raw is the 3-hour show. It's even with the cruiserweights, it still seems like it's too – there's not enough spice.
Yeah.
And so taking the cruiserweights out – I don't know if that's a definitely gonna not, I feel like Raw needs that. They need more, and they need, I'm glad they're gonna start developing the cruiserweights more with this other show, cause again, we've talked about how it feels like now it's just the same people fighting over and over again for no reason. I like the Kendrick, Perkins program, but outside that, not a lot's going on.
No, very interesting. I wonder what the thinking is behind this.
I think Vince McMahon doesn't give a shit. but it's nice. It is nice to see that despite that, Rich Swann really seems to be trying his damnedest.
Yes.
And he's doing a great job. And I'm excited. I think it's cool to see that there's other guys that could break out. Like, I feel like Rich Swann could be one of those guys. He's really, and also I don't know if you got, I don't know what Matt, they cut out of the Hulu Raw, but did you get to see Noam Dar, his big debut on Raw?
No, this week?
In the Cruiserweight match. There was a tag Cruiserweight match. Did they cut that out? I bet you they cut that out.
Yeah.
So Noam Dar from Scotland
got to
make his debut in Glasgow.
Nice.
Glasgow. And he got a huge response. Even though he was teamed up with Kendrick and was kind of the bad guy, he still got a huge response and he did a great job.
It's his home.
They did this thing at the end where Kendrick kind of turned on him. So he came up, but he came out looking good. And I'm excited to see more of him because he's a great young athlete. He's only 23.
Wow. That is
young. That was cool seeing him.
Speaking of young, any update on Paige?
Who the fuck knows what's going on? She's suspended. She got suspended for like 180 days.
Because
it was her second offense.
Wow.
Because she got suspended again while she was suspended.
So when they're suspended, I know obviously they're not on TV, but are they working out? Are they left
they're
train?
They're at home. Like, I mean, I think they're at home, but they're obviously training. They should be.
Yeah.
I mean, but she's just palling around with Albie.
There you go.
Throwing her life away. I don't know.
Sure. You know, you're young. You had everything.
But I mean, I bet you they bring her back soon because they got to pump up. I mean, Total Divas starts on the 22nd. And she's a big part of Total Divas this season.
Right.
So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine what happens with Paige
going forward.
She did have surgery.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So she might. I mean, I don't know. I think she's recovering from that.
And who knows when she's going to be. Side.
I mean, it sounds like it. That whole thing is just kind of really messy.
Any update on Eva Marie?
Eva Marie should be coming back soon because her suspension's over. And then she was doing a movie, but I think that just finished. Another WWE film, I think, that she was in. I don't know. It was something.
All right.
Something. So she should be back at some point. And maybe she'll finally wrestle on SmackDown.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But I guess the first thing on the docket that we definitely need to talk about, the season finale of Total Bellas.
Right, because it's like the shortest run show ever.
It was like a mini, somebody summed it up real well, that it was this amazing documentary of Daniel Bryan's retirement and struggle.
Yes.
with the Bellas screaming at each other in the background. And then getting mad at Daniel Bryan for being sad.
Yes.
Because holy shit, Nikki Bella, like,
right?
Let's girl, not have Nikki Bella be the spokesperson for people being tolerant of mental disorders, because holy shit, Nikki is a monster.
Right?
Monster.
I was so glad though that
I love Daniel, but he's ruining your life. Yeah. I love Daniel, but you really, he's horrible for you. Like, what the fuck?
He doesn't like anything you like. I'm like, no. The fact that he flew out to be with you while you were healing, even though he has all what's going on.
Oh gosh. I can't believe Brie, like, even, I mean,
she didn't. I was proud of her. But that's like, not easy to stand up to your sister and be like, you're wrong.
Especially someone like that that's just so overbearing and insane. And like, holy shit.
But
man,
I do think Brie really nailed it on the head of, you expect people to be like you and think the way that you think and work at problems the way that you approach problems. And that's not how it is. And
It was just like,
I was like,
you need to get out of your freaking
John Cena bubble.
Yeah, well, because it's perfect because they both live in their own bubble. They're the same person and they live in their own little bubble world. But the moment they interact with other people, it all comes crashing down. Like, and they can't handle it. They cannot handle it.
Yeah.
Like, John Cena can't handle it and she sure as shit can't handle it. So you know what? They are perfect for each other.
Yes, they are.
And they can both live in their insane giant mansion playhouse.
Right.
And meanwhile, Daniel and Brie, I'm like, get out of there. Just get out of there and go back to Aberdeen, Washington and be happy and peaceful.
Make babies.
Make those Brian babies. Well, I think they have a house back in Aberdeen and then in Arizona.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because Brian still, like, his house is in Aberdeen, and I think that's where they want to end up at some point. But they also have they have their house in Arizona where Daniel has his composting toilet and all that other stuff. And so, awesome. I mean, I think they're living best of both worlds.
You know, I have such respect for him, and I would take Daniel Bryan's life over John Cena's anytime.
I love Daniel Bryan, and I love, like, just his pure spirit and his, like, he puts up with all that bullshit, man.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of bullshit.
He genuinely loves Brie. You can tell.
He loves Brie. Even he loves that dog.
Depression, you could tell. If anything had happened to her, he would have been there. He isn't a selfish. Nikki is so beyond selfish.
And I love that. I also love that Brie and Daniel are trying to save Winston from Nikki. Because they're basically like, you don't give a shit about your dog.
Yes.
Please give him to us.
Yes.
He will have a good home where he's actually cared about.
Yes.
Because it's very clear that John doesn't even want this dog.
I know.
They're
I just keep thinking about that though. I'm like, wow, what the hell happened to John Cena that he's like closed off to even a dog? Like, I'm not getting married. I'm not having kids. I don't want a dog. Like, he's such a grumpy old man. I love that this whole show took place in his house, and he was in probably a total of 1 hour of the entire season.
He's like barely there. And they made such a big deal when he was there, and like,
yeah.
Oh, and the other thing that I was like, I'm like, oh, JJ wants John Cena to be his big bro, like, so bad, Cena's not really having it.
Nope.
I'm like, oh, come on, dude, that kid, be nice to, cause at first I was like, JJ, but now I'm like, I have a lot of sympathy for JJ.
Yeah.
And, well, I just think about, like, growing up in that household.
It's like all
with
women.
Those ladies.
All the women.
And then, like, not having a stable father figure and all that. Like, he clearly, but he's overcome a lot of that.
Yeah.
He's still totally under the thumb of his mom and his sisters.
But he's a sweet man. He's a nice guy.
And his wife's a nice, and his wife see him, like, and they're going to have, you know, they're nice babies and they can all just get as far away from the, the freaking Nikki. And like, you know, even, and like, like, and I don't know, I'm really happy for, I'm just happy for all of them except for Nikki and John. Like,
Pretty much.
Give a shit what's happened to Nikki and John, but like, Mama Bella's been through a lot.
Yep.
I am, now I'm definitely, like, after I watched the second part, I think you might be right on that whole breast cancer thing being a load of bullshit.
I told you.
Because I'm like, I don't even think this is a thing. Like, this is, like, what is this? Like,
well, and
I don't
know. Like, I had breast implants before, and this is what it felt like. I'm like, this is crap. Crap.
And also, I'm like, I feel bad. Like, Mama Bella doesn't need a boo job to be beautiful. And
I know. But how, think about it, though. I mean, how many of us, men and women, you're online, you see your friends, they're doing whatever, and you're envious of their life or their bodies. She's surrounded by,
plus, like, she's in that
these
world.
Wrestlers who have phenomenal bodies, and she's like,
well,
I had three children. Like,
well, man, even like, it was impressive to see even Johnny Ace was rolling around in the dojo.
Cool.
Like,
he still
got it.
It was neat for me too because I have actually never seen Brie wrestle.
Yeah.
And so just seeing even that glimpse, I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Bree's way better than Nikki. I'm going to tell you right now.
I believe that probably because she doesn't care what she looks like. So
well, also,
she lets go.
Also, I think Daniel Bryan's a better trainer than John Cena.
Oh, man.
Although Nikki has gotten way, they both have gotten tremendously better, but Nikki has really gotten better. I think from working with Cena and Brian and Johnny Ace. Like, Johnny, he has decades of experience and he's trained wrestlers. Him and his brother are, like, you know, legends.
You know how Bravo always does, like, the reunion shows after the Housewives?
Yeah.
I want a reunion show
of this
because I want to know what Daniel has to say after hearing what Nikki said. Like,
yeah.
Bitch, please. Like, when you go through depression and
some of those things that she was saying was the most insensitive, like, stuff I'd ever heard anybody say. It was the standard, like, why are they so depressed? Oh, don't be depressed. Oh,
vilifying
the person that's having this disease, that's dealing with this shit, like, making them the bad guy.
Yep.
It's typical bullshit that I've had to deal with my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it very frustrating. Watching that, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
and you just realize, wow, what a charmed life you've lived.
Oh, dude, talk about
when you can be like that, when you act like that, you totally have had a charmed life. There's no way. You get out of your bubble.
It was gross. It was just real gross.
Yeah,
I already wasn't
favoring her anyway, and that just kind of, like, cinched
that
the deal for me. I was like,
yeah,
we're done.
Solidified it, for sure.
Yeah.
Great tease to write into Total Divas and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that big WrestleMania moment, which is Brie's last match, Lana's first and at this point only match that she actually wrestled, and Nikki coming back, not to wrestle, but coming out. It was a big moment.
That's cool.
And so I think that, I guess that's what's how Total Divas is going to start. And
were
then we're going to get
that?
Into.
Were you at that?
I was there. I was just, that was when I was still waiting outside in fucking line.
Oh, that's so messed up. So, you know what? We're going to say you were in that show.
But I was at the WrestleMania before that where Brie and Nikki wrestled Paige and AJ Lee, who is now retired and married to CM Punk. But that was AJ Lee's last match, was at the WrestleMania 31.
Okay.
That was her retirement match. And so WrestleMania 32 was Brie's retirement match. And I was watching on my phone while I was outside waiting to get into the fucking stadium. So thanks, WWE. And also thank you for never responding to my complaint that you told me to send when I was at the arena, which now I realize was bullshit and you just didn't want me to have to deal with me there.
Yeah.
So, and I totally bought it. I don't know. I'm really, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Now that Trump's president, nothing seems that bad anymore.
I know.
I feel like, oh, we've had
our lows. Also, everything seems, I'm kind of in that, like, nothing fucking matters.
I know, right?
Stage. I mean,
I know.
Cause who knows?
Anyone who wants to join us right now on our live hangout, I am wearing a crown with a monocle, and Brenda's wearing the scary clown.
I'm a clown.
Because, you know,
clowns aren't scary anymore.
They aren't. We just needed a little dress
cares
up
about clowns?
To brighten up our life a little bit. Well, all I have to say was I was so entertained this week by Raw and SmackDown. And honestly, yeah. I want to go to Scotland because those people are fun. What?
UK,
awesome,
all the UK
awesome
fans are always
crowd.
Amazing. That's like, why going to WrestleMania is so great, because you're around those fans the whole time at all the shows, and they're the loudest,
the best,
energetic.
They
great
sang
fans.
To Bailey. They would not stop
oh my
singing
God.
To her. How
oh
cool
my
was
God.
That?
That was crazy.
Had to make her. I don't know. I was
everybody was
career,
dying. Like, you could tell everybody up there was like, all right, so this is happening right now, and we're not going to be able to do anything. Nia Jax is trying to look all badass, and she can't hold it together.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, what the fuck? Like,
I loved it, but it wasn't once Sasha came out and, like, finished singing the song. That's, like, they just needed to, like, be validated or something. It was so epic. And all their chanting, Scotland, like, every chant, I just – loved it. Made me so, I'm like, yeah, we need to come back here more often.
The only thing that would have made that crowd go more nuts is if, like, they had somehow gotten, so there's this wrestler from Scotland. He's actually in TNA right now. His name's Grado. But he's like their guy. He's this goofy comedy guy, but he's awesome. The only thing that would have made that crowd go even more nuts is if Grado had come out and been like, all right, I'm in the WWE now. Like, that's the only thing. It was great to watch. And, you know, like, everything was running on foot. This is my first note from Raw. I was very entertained by Braun Strowman, and I never thought I'd say that in my entire life. The whole thing with him and Jericho and Owens, and then, like, he's suddenly like, oh, like, okay, like, he's right there in the main event now, and it actually seems to work. Like, okay. And kudos to them for pulling that off. And, I'm already sad about I feel like we're now on the road to the Jericho Owens breakup, and I'm already sad. Because I love it.
I know. I hope that they kind of I want them to keep it going a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer.
They're so great.
It's
they're so
fun.
Amazing.
Yeah. It just brings a whole new dimension to it. I agree. They work so well off of each other. Yeah. Like, they're doing a great job.
You got them. You got New Day. You got Enzo and Cass. Dude. This is like when they got going with like the how you doing and like Enzo. Yeah. I'm like, Enzo is gonna have an aneurysm from strutting around like that. Like, just when he starts doing his little like chicken thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, he's not gonna be able to stop.
Yes.
He's just gonna do that. He's gonna have a seizure or something.
Oh my gosh, and I loved it on Facebook. There was a video and he was doing
it
with
that
little fan, and it was
oh my God.
Enzo, I love you. Oh my gosh. Like, this little boy. That boy had to be like maybe 3 or 4 at most and doing the little chicken thing and just doing it alongside of him. And it was just the most epic, precious thing ever. Did I post it in a group? I don't even remember.
Everything was great. They're great.
New Day
was great.
And their outfit and
the whole Braveheart thing. And then just seeing like, again, like, seeing like Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton not be able to keep it together.
Yes. It was so great.
Like, holy shit.
I know. Oh, it was just a blast. I really, and I couldn't really pinpoint what it was that made these both shows.
Oh no, they weren't,
so
they weren't
fun.
Able to keep it together when Shane came out because I was on SmackDown. No, it was Gallows and Anderson and all those guys were like, Sheamus. I'm like, you guys are supposed to be the bad guys and they can't keep it together. Mm-hmm. And then they were just, everybody was giving shit to Sheamus.
Which was so great.
That was amazing. Both, because there were big tag team confrontations on both shows, which I still think that tag team match is going to be insane because there's going to be 20 guys. Although I think the way they're going to do it is if one person from a tag team is eliminated, that team is out. Because otherwise you're dealing with 10 eliminations on each side and that match is going to go on forever. But it's still going to be – that match is going to be chaos.
I did not understand Fandango's outfit.
Whatever. Oh, dude, they were the fashion police.
No,
you should have seen him on, have seen him on Talking Smack. They gave Brian and Renee Young fashion police tickets. They were on fire. Talking Smack is my new favorite show. Daniel Bryan just started saying ass because he could. last week, Daniel Bryan and Dean Ambrose made up their own version of the SmackDown theme song and started singing it. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Maurice, they did this whole thing with Miz and Maurice where Maurice was doing all the talking for the Miz and Daniel Bryan's like, why are you talking so much? Your English is terrible. so funny. I love Talking Smack. That's my other thing. Let's see, what else is going on Raw? I was really impressed. Alicia Fox is looking good out there.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she gets enough attention.
I agree.
And she's been wrestling almost as long as Natalia, and she's looking good out there. She's always great. And
the whole women's thing was really fun.
I like that they were featuring more women because that's definitely an issue. Sasha was on a podcast this week basically saying, like, I'm wrestling either Charlotte or Dana, and like we need more people, like we need more women, like we need to mix it up a little bit, and so I hope they do that.
That'd be awesome. If they mix it up, who do you want them to bring on?
Well, they need to, I mean, you got down in NXT, you got Asuka, you got I mean, as far as you got Ember Moon, she's ready to go. She's great. They need to sign, like, they should be signing Candice LeRae, like, immediately right now. They're doing a big women's tournament, supposedly, next year, like the Cruiserweight Classic.
Okay.
And they're going to be bringing in all these women from the Indies and around the world. That could be a huge thing. That could blow the women's division, like, wide open with all these new blood.
Okay.
And if Candice LeRae is not in that, then they're wrong. I heard they're talking to Princess Kimberly from Chikara, and she's amazing. And I hope they bring in, and then they're also bringing in supposedly two Japanese ladies from Stardom Wrestling, which is like one of the more prestigious women's wrestling groups. I saw some of them wrestle at Lucha Underground. And they are bringing a couple of them in. One of the girls' name is, hold on. I don't want to get it wrong.
Do you know where they're from?
Well, they're from Japan. I want to say, like, I know her last, Kairi Hojo. Her last name is Hojo. And she's fucking amazing.
I love it.
What happened to your, I just heard a really loud fan noise.
Oh, I don't. I was yelling for my cat, but I thought I muted my.
There you go.
Are we good?
All right. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I just want to see more women. They're bringing in former WWE Women's Champion Mickie James back to face Asuka in Toronto for NXT TakeOver. And maybe if Mickie James, if it's more than a one-off, maybe she'll come back to either Raw or SmackDown because she's amazing. I mean, she's definitely – I don't see her wrestling for that much longer. I mean, she's been wrestling for a long time, and most of her peers are retired.
Okay.
But she's still going. So, oh. I mean, there you go.
It's interesting, all these retired people coming out and doing their thing.
WWE is really big on nostalgia.
Yeah, which is good.
That's
how it should be.
Speaking of coming, I guess this isn't retirement, but he's not retired technically, but Shane McMahon's going to be in the fucking Survivor Series match. This guy, he's only wrestled once in the last, he wrestled at WrestleMania. Before that, he hadn't wrestled in like 7 or 8 years. He's in good shape though, and I think it'll be exciting. I feel a little bit bad for Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Cause they're just like, you're out. And, I don't know. Well, we'll see where that's going.
Played the role really well of being all pouty.
Yeah.
I think they need to bring Stephanie in. That would be really fun.
Well, Shane and Daniel Bryan are going to be at Raw, so who knows what's going to happen. I bet you Stephanie slaps Shane in the face, probably.
Probably.
Because that's what she does.
Good for her.
I felt bad for Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Taking that loss to...
sure did.
To Curt Hawkins, but maybe, I mean, then he got a program between the two of them and.
But yeah, great energy. I love watching him come out. They showed
his. Apollo's always great.
Yeah. That was fun.
But I want to see both of those guys do great, but especially Apollo because, I mean, he's got his whole future ahead of him.
Yep.
But let's talk about Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
That was an awesome match.
And really fun.
Alexa was just bringing it.
Yeah, she was.
And I like the finish. I like that, Alexa's foot was on the rope.
Yep.
And so, but then here's my one problem with this match is they kept saying it was the main event and then it wasn't the main event.
And then it wasn't the main event.
And then I'm like, but then they said that was a great main event. I'm like, WWE, just cause you say something's the main event, the main event is the last match.
Right. That's what I thought. I was actually going to ask you I thought the main event was always the last.
Just
thing.
Because you say it's the main event, but then you put it at the middle or wherever the fuck, that's bullshit.
Yeah. That was weird.
I feel like that's, you wouldn't do that to a dude. It's like, here's our main event because they're ladies, and then here's the dudes in the last match that's actually the real main event.
It's almost having to get the last word in.
The dudes came in, and there was all the dudes going, actually, we are the main event. AJ Styles on commentary was amazing. I liked that match. It was fun seeing Kane out there interacting with Ellsworth and Dean Ambrose.
Ugh,
and Ellsworth was just so great. It was hilarious.
That guy.
He's so funny.
Has he had surgery and
I think that's just his face. That's his deal. He's just this dude that loves wrestling. He's been an independent wrestler for years. He has a wrestling school. This dude, normal dude, wife and kids, probably has a normal day job, and then he loves wrestling. He's got his federation. He puts on shows. And he's going to WWE. He does some background work. And then one day he's on TV and then his whole life changes. And then the next month, 1 month later, he's in fucking Glasgow, Scotland, and he's getting the loudest cheers out of anybody.
So
crazy. What a crazy wrestling is crazy. Yep. Guy. Wrestling is crazy and wonderful in that aspect. That dude, he's living the dream and
he seriously is.
But he's doing a great job, and I'm all of James Dean. I love it. I'm all of James Dean. I fucking love it. And I love their whole interactions with them and AJ and the way AJ you could think is driving him crazy, and he's doing such a great job. And this is all leading to not only the Survivor Series match, but then after that, at TLC, you got a TLC match for the title between AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose. It's happening in December.
Wow. Well, that's going to be fun. Oh, this whole thing is just awesome.
It's awesome and nuts, right?
Yes. It just made my heart happy. And then I was back in the real world.
But other than like the main event bullshit, Alexa versus Becky was great.
Yeah, I felt bad for Alexa because of her hair. And this happens, and I keep wondering, why are you guys doing their hair like this? Like, because it also happens to Dana Brooke. They'll do like braids or the side ponytails or whatever.
Next up in your question.
Okay. And here goes Alexa again.
Speaking of Alexa, she knows that you're talking about her.
Right?
That's her name.
So there you go. Get an echo, people. It's awesome. Anyway, but their hair, like, it gets really messed up. Like, there's loose ponytail, whatever. This is like full on wonky. Like, I'm going, there has to be other options. So. I needed to like put on my MMA women hat.
That's why MMA women have cornrows.
Yeah, like do something.
But you can't have the wrestler divas, not divas, but women's wrestlers they can't all have cornrows. Daria Baronato does because that's her gimmick.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But I mean, like, I mean, that's what I've always thought about, like, if they're like serious, if this is supposed to be a serious athletic competition, would you have that like crazy hairdo? Like,
no. And you would not wear your hair down either.
Well, yeah.
Have any of like women like shaved their head or anything? Or even like partial?
I'm trying to remember.
Sinead O'Connor style?
CM Punk had a girl with him that shaved her head, but that was because everybody in his straight edge society shaved their heads. But I mean, that would be like an ideal, right? Like no hair. Like
it'd be fun.
So you can't pull it.
And it just makes you look badass. I did half my head, like I had longer hair so I could flip it if I needed to hide it, I could. So like, if I was like with my executives or something. But if I parted it, then I had half of it buzz. And it was such a pain in the butt to grow it out. Like, the grow out process was horrible, but it was so much fun to do. So, women, consider shaving some of your head.
You got any other thoughts on Raw or SmackDown? Any other notes?
That was like
questions?
I want to go to Scotland. I think those people are awesome. I think they just enhanced the show like tenfold and it was awesome.
Cool.
Really loved it.
Yeah, these European tours are always good, and I'm looking forward to Survivor Series next week. So we have one more week until Survivor Series. We'll see what other matches they come up with in the meantime. But I'm really excited for these three big Raw versus SmackDown Survivor Series matches.
Me too.
I think they're going to be nuts. And I think we might get a Shield reunion. Like, they really seem to teasing this. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens, you know, of course it's like, can these guys get along? And the answer is no.
Right.
And they're going to fight. And then who knows what's going to happen from there. And that's fun. I'm trying to catch up on New Japan stuff, but it's hard because I'm like two pay-per-views behind.
Well, you're going to have some good break.
I'm going to have a little bit of downtime. I have tomorrow off.
Nice.
But
happy
I have
Veterans
to deal
Day
with,
out there to our veterans.
I got to figure out my car shit.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, they said they're going to pay me money, but they haven't done that part yet. And my rental car is supposed to be returned tomorrow, but I don't have any money or anything, so I'm like, well, I'm keeping this rental car and you're gonna pay for it, and so I gotta deal with that shit, and then I have to buy a car for a very low amount of money that I got, because I got a very low amount of money because my car wasn't worth much.
Well, when you need and to you can always go Brendo Smash on the insurance company.
Brendo Smash in the whole damn world right now.
I know, right? See, you're going to be like the best wrestler ever because you're Brendo Smash is going to be your closing and your finisher.
That'll be my finisher, the Brendo Smash.
The Brendo Smash. It's going to be great.
Brendo Splash Smash.
Love it.
Brendo Smash Splash. I like that. So what would your finisher be? The Steel Driver. Cold Steel.
I like Cold Steel.
Blue Steel.
Blue Steel. Like
Zoolander.
I think that'd be hilarious if I just gave a look and they just fall over.
That'd be awesome. You can pull that off.
I would do that. I'll start practicing that. Yeah. Blue Steel. So, what's happening on Instagram this week?
What's happening on Instagram this week is I wanted to give a shout to somebody that's part of Total Divas for this new season.
Okay.
That's starting, remember, November 22nd. Woo-hoo. And that would be Renee Young.
Yes!
She's awesome. And her Instagram, it's Renee Young WWE. Yep. And it's always fun stuff. For instance, there's a picture of her with Roman Reigns just goofing. That's really fun.
Right before she sprained her ankle.
Adorable pictures of her. She's also got these French bulldogs, man. They're all the rage. So there's a humorous picture. There's a picture of her and Braun Strowman. And
so cool.
Just really cute pictures, and she's really funny. Goofy Snapchat pictures. Fun clothes.
Yeah, I like her because I follow her already, and she's down to earth, doesn't take herself too seriously.
Really chill lady,
and I see her, and it makes me like Dean Ambrose even more.
Oh yeah.
Do you think they'll get married?
Oh, they've been dating for a while, but I don't know. I mean, they both seem, they're pretty young and maybe still just like focusing on their careers.
Right.
But I could see that. I mean, they've been dating for a while, and they obviously.
Huh. And that's the other thing with her. It's not all of these, like, lovey-dovey pictures with her and Dean.
Well, I think, Dean's not into any of that. I think it's mostly, like food and her dog.
Dogs.
And Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
There's Natty. One of her with Enzo and Cass.
I was cracking up. There's one picture of she spilled wine. I saw this when she posted it. She spilled wine in her bed at a hotel, and the shape of the wine totally looks like a penis. And that
Oh wow, I did just see that. It looks like it's
it totally looks like a penis. And when it happened, I was like, it's just too funny. So.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see Renee, more of Renee on Total Divas, and more of Dean being not wanting to be there. Dean's going to make Daniel Bryan look like a willing participant.
I know, I think. True.
You also got Lana and Rusev, and I mean, we'll see. Like, I don't know. Rusev seems like a chill dude, though.
I think he's super chill. Well, I think Dean is, too. I think Dean's he's just a private person. He's just laid back, does his thing.
No Twitter. Doesn't need it.
Nope. He's a badass.
He's a badass.
Well, yeah, he has a badass girlfriend. I like
it. It was pretty funny because he was talking about Undertaker on Talking Smack, and he said he called Undertaker badass, and he's like, wait, are we allowed to say ass? And then he said they'll bleep it out. And I'm like, they're not going to bleep it out. It's live. And then he realized that. So then he just kept saying ass, and that was really funny.
I love it.
But, so that's going to do it for this week because, again, I am a little behind on Japan. I'm trying to catch up. I watched the match where Michael Elgin injured his orbital bone.
Do I know where that bone is located?
It's in your eye socket. It's basically breaking your eye.
No, way.
So, did you see what happened? Did you see that picture of Austin Aries that somebody posted? Because the same thing happened to him. It was fucked up. Don't look at it. You don't want to see it. It's fucked up.
It's not going to happen. No.
So Michael Elgin's eye is all fucked up too. He lost the Intercontinental Championship and the New Japan Intercontinental title to Tetsuya Naito, who is awesome. And it looks like it's going to be Naito against Tanahashi at their big WrestleMania type event in the Tokyo Dome is on January 4th.
Yeah.
And that's their big show. That's big giant entrances. One year, Finn Balor, then known as Prince Devitt, came out of a coffin dressed as a zombie. It was fucking awesome. There's this tag team called the Time Splitters and they're Back to the Future themed and they came out in a DeLorean. One year, Nakamura came out with fucking Steve Vai playing guitar. That was Tanahashi. But Nakamura came out with a giant crown on and like this big cape and came strutting to the ring with all these ladies. Just like the craziest entrances you'll ever see. And the Tokyo Dome, which it's this giant stadium, where they play baseball normally.
Wow.
And it's always highlight, except this year I can't stay up because, you know, it's like in Japan. So it starts at like midnight here. But this year, since I think I have to, it's like a day I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to watch it like the next day or something. Maybe, I don't know, I'll figure it out. But last year, also, it's usually like 4 or 5 hours long.
Wow.
So, because last year, the Nakamura AJ match alone was like 55 minutes.
Wow.
That was the best match I'd ever seen in my life, though. Like, it's like amazing matches. Last year, the highlight was AJ Styles versus Nakamura, which one of these days is going to be a WrestleMania main event, and I can't wait for that.
So fun.
Gosh, AJ Styles is great.
Yep.
Every time you look at him, you're like, you're the best. Even the fact that he could, that's what proves he's the best, because anybody else would never be able, they wouldn't make it to the ring. They would get booed so bad and laughed out of the building. Nobody would take anybody seriously with that haircut, but because he's AJ Styles, it works. It works.
Yeah.
But only him would that ever work.
I agree.
Because
what's funny is like Dolph has the same haircut. It's just that he pulls it back. So there are more who have it. They just pull
Dolph's
it back.
Dolph's hair is ridiculous.
Dolph is fun though.
Well, so I guess you're going to have to root for Sammy against Dolph, right?
Oh, heck yeah. Sammy has this in the bag. It's his.
Sammy, cause like, people are thinking like, Sammy's gonna win the Intercontinental title, but then get traded to SmackDown, so the Intercontinental title stays at SmackDown.
Alright.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And also, we'll see what happens when, what happens if Sin Cara gets in a fight at SmackDown, then where does he get sent? Then he'll go to NXT. Back to NXT.
You can try and get him to New Japan, like cross, like totally just like pawn him off before Trump closes all the trade deals. He'll be the last international trade.
Sin Cara is the last export to Japan. Well, he can join his old partner Camacho is in New Japan. He could join him over there.
There you go.
Because. Do you want to hear something crazy that I'm about to blow your mind?
Yes.
The person that's in the Sin Cara costume right now is not the original Sin Cara.
What?
The original Sin Cara was a wrestler named, he was one of the biggest luchadors in Mexico. His name was Místico, and he joined the WWE as Sin Cara, and then he quit or got fired, depending on who you
talk to.
And then there was this, but Sin Cara sells a lot of merchandise and a lot of masks and like kids love him. So since WWE owns the Sin Cara gimmick, they were like, hey, Hunico. So there's this wrestler, Hunico, and they're like, you're not doing anything right now. So you're Sin Cara now.
That is hilarious.
Even though you're bigger than Sin Cara and you have a visible tattoo, so suddenly Sin Cara got bigger and had a tattoo.
It's like Mario after he had a mushroom. He just ate a mushroom and he grew.
And so now Hunico is Sin Cara, except Hunico's the one that gets in fights with everybody.
Yeah,
so
it's not gonna work.
And now, so then Mystico went back to Mexico, except there was already a Mystico, so then he became some other name.
Say that
he's
ten
like,
times fast.
Well, now he's like Caristico.
I love it.
And there's another Mystico. It's really confusing.
2.0.
Because Mystico is in CMLL and Caristico is also, but it, like, and then they're like teamed up sometimes and the other times they're fighting each other. And yeah.
That's awesome. Good times.
One time, Sin Cara, like Mystico Sin Cara, he got hurt all the time. So everyone would call him Sin Bacha. and then one time he was wrestling, the last time he got hurt in the ring before he left, he was wrestling Alberto Del Rio and he like immediately like broke his fingers.
Oh my God.
But he didn't want to finish the match and Alberto Del Rio got really pissed off because he's like, you get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
And you're not even that hurt. Like we could totally finish this match. You don't want to. So Alberto Del Rio just started like hitting him.
Nice.
And it was crazy.
That's awesome.
He was not a very popular guy. And then they're just like, well, you're replaceable, so we're just going to put this other dude. So I got to think that if Hunico gets fired for all these fighting, they're just going to find some other dude to put in there. It's going to be like,
you're
who
next.
Who isn't doing anything? Zack Ryder. Darren Young is Sin Cara now because you're not doing anything. You're like, hey, Sin Cara changed color. Awesome. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Same person.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
So I think they'll just keep that going. Even though they have other luchadors, they got Kalisto. They got Grand Metalik, who I think he's going to get out of his CMLL contract soon. So he'll be in full time in WWE soon. Which is, that's exciting.
Yeah. Hope he's excited.
I'm sure he's excited.
Yeah.
It's kind of
a big deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, final thoughts here as we wrap it up.
Yeah. I think that we need to start adding like a Botchamania clip to our group once a week.
Yeah.
There was some this week that took place.
Like what?
Between the women. And now I'm trying to remember, was it Becky? Yeah, I think it was Becky and they totally
They had an awkward moment where I think they forgot what they were doing.
I don't know if it was so much that they forgot or they weren't in the right, like, formation.
Place?
Yeah. So then they were like, and...
and never mind.
Round two.
Yeah.
So I noticed that. I was like, and then I was wondering, was that going to be on Macho Mania?
It's going to be on. If you stop and think, is this going to be on Macho Mania?
Yeah.
It's going to be on Macho
Mania.
What
are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are let's just keep living in our wrestling world because
let's do it.
Because it's great. And even though our president is a WWE Hall of Famer.
He's a lot of things, but.
Oh my gosh. And you know they're going to be playing, we're going to be having to watch clips of that and shit.
Fast forward.
And not pretend that
never
part
happened.
Didn't happen. Oh man. One time Trump was like the guest host on Raw and he pretended to buy Raw.
Oh, gosh.
But then like people were freaking out because they're like, wait, did Trump really buy Raw? Because they're like, WWE is a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
They probably shouldn't be doing goofy. And like people are like, wait, did they sell the company? What's happening? It was dumb. That was goofy. Now, I think that was the last time he was on Raw.
We'll have to do like some segment next time of what WWE would look like if Trump owned it. Everything would be gold. Gold dust would be like the star.
Well, he also, one year he like had a rest, like in one WrestleMania, he like championed a wrestler, Bobby Lashley, and Vince had a wrestler that he, so Vince's wrestler, I think was Great Khali or somebody. Mm-hmm. And so, no, it was Umaga. I think it was Umaga. And I can't remember, but basically what would happen is whoever wrestler lost, that guy had to get their head shaved. Oh. So Bobby Lashley won, and then Trump shaved Vince's head.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody was hoping that Trump was getting his head shaved.
No
I'm like,
way.
How does that not fucking happen?
Yeah. No.
But then, like, everybody
never.
Was like, because Vince McMahon already, like, people were pretty sure he's, like, already bald. So, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. He had, like, it was weird.
Awesome.
And that's your wrestling history.
And there it is.
For
here
this
it is,
week.
Folks.
That really happened. Yeah. That's the name of that segment. That really happened.
That's a good
and
one.
You could contact us, hit us up if you got comments, suggestions, tips,
questions,
stuff. That's mbwspod.com. Click that contact link there. We're also on Twitter at mbwspodcast. You can email brendoman@gmail.com.
Come
if
to our
like
Facebook
doing
group.
That. We're on Facebook group. Click that link at mbwspod.com. Talk about wrestling all week. You don't have to go on the rest of Facebook. Just go in our group and talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
It's a safe place.
The only political thing was somebody posted that picture of Bernie with the briefcase.
Yes, that was pretty funny.
Because I'm like, oh, what if that was a thing? What if like during like Trump's speech, like some like some music hits and like Bernie comes in with a briefcase,
yes,
and he cashes in? He's like, that this is a thing that works. Like I did
what
it.
What if it's like a
in.
Challenge? So Obama's like, nope, I get a challenge. Like,
yeah.
What if our election
worked like
WWE?
Wrestling.
To be further explored. It's going to be good
stuff. So mbwspod.com is where you go.
Yes.
For all that stuff. Rate, review, subscribe on all the services. That'll help us too.
Yes. Because
we're growing. It's happening. We're picking it up.
It's good
and
times.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you guys.
Sure do.
So commiserate with us.
I know.
And I think that's going to do it for this week. So for MBWS, I'm Brendan Creasy.
I'm Veronica Steele.
And we'll see you next time in the ring.
It's our time, we're taking over the prime time. And if you cross us, you're stepping over the fine line. But we can take this to the center of the ring. And when the bell dings, it's time to go. I'll hit the top rope while you're bleeding. No, slam me with a chair in the back of your head. Put you through a table, now you're thinking you're dead. As I climb the ladder and reclaim the belts, you're going home with a face full of welts. We came to win. Well, you better know it's Matt and Brendo's wrestling show.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
Hello out there in Benview podcast land. My name is Josh and this is Jesse.
Hello.
And we happen to do a podcast about video games called the Extra Damage Cast.
Indeed we do.
If you like to talk about video games, or more accurately, listen to other people talk about video games, you should check out our podcast. It's at extradamage.com or on the Benview Network website, whatever that is.